Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Lynn Flynn with Stockings of Love. For 11 years, Stockings of Love has been quietly making, stuffing, and gifting needy children in Martin and St. Lucie counties with thousands of beautiful Christmas stockings. Lynn, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks for having me.
So how did Stockings of Love come about?
Well, my children were getting a little older, and I happened to get one of those silly trading magazines. And as I was looking at it, I realized that for the same money I was throwing away on my kids, I could make 30 kids happy. And so I decided, why not? I've got a little extra money this year. I'll stuff some stockings. So I stuffed about 30 stockings, and I gave them away to a preschool in part of Fort Pierce. And didn't really think anything about it. And the next year they called me up and said, oh, those were so wonderful. Could you do that again? And I said, well, sure. And the next thing I knew, another preschool called me. And then people started calling, asking, and it just exploded. Went from 30 stockings the first year until 5 years later, I was doing 600. And finally, when it hit the 800 mark a couple of years ago, I decided I better make it into a charity because my husband was going to go broke stuffing all these stockings.
And were you a one-woman band, so to speak?
Pretty much. The nurses I worked with would throw their spare change in a jar, and I would use that to buy a lot of the toys and stuff throughout the years and throughout the months leading up to Christmas. And usually after Christmas, I would hit all the after Christmas sales.
I hope you've gotten some help since.
Yes, yes. I actually now have a board of directors, and we take donations from the community. A lot of them still come in change, spare change. People put a change container on their washer or dryer and throw the change in there, and they hand it over to us, and we do our best to get the best prices we can and stuff as many stockings with as little money as possible.
So how do you go about finding the children in need of stockings, or do they find you?
A lot of times people find us. The vast majority of our stockings are given through area not-for-profit agencies that help the needy.
I'm speaking today with Lynn Flynn with Stockings of Love. What do you actually put in the stockings?
Oh, well, I happened to bring one just so I could remember. We always have a stuffed animal in our stockings.
Uh-huh.
This one has a little sippy cup. This is for about a five-year-old child. We always put a toothbrush in our stockings, and I have actually been told by a lot of teachers that after they gave out our stockings, they had to teach the children how to brush their teeth.
Really?
Because they'd never had a toothbrush. We always have a box of crayons. This one has a tambourine.
So the stockings could vary slightly depending on the age of the child?
Yeah, they vary. We stuff them according to age. You know, what's safe for a five-year-old isn't necessarily safe for a two-year-old.
You stuff a lot in that stocking.
Oh, yes. We get quite a few things. On average, we have 12 to 13 items in each stocking.
I know we're pretty close to Christmas. You've probably done a lot of your work, but if people listening now need a last-minute stocking for a child in need, still available?
Absolutely, absolutely. We will be stuffing stockings right up until Christmas Eve. And the number for Stockings of Love is 772-220-4366. You can leave a message. I need a child's age and their sex, and just that you need a stocking and a number that I can get in touch with you so we can get it delivered.
How can people help who might be listening now?
Well, we're always looking for toys. We especially need stuffed animals this year. And donations always help because I can generally find things at such great prices that you might spend $5 on an item or two items at a store, and I can take that same $5 and buy 80 items.
I've been speaking today with Lynn Flynn with Stockings of Love. If you're in need of a last-minute stocking or you'd like to help out, go to their website, stockingsoflove.org. Lynn, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.